started the season with the Regional Australia Bank rugby camp, but how did that go down? Of course, the fields were pretty rough and ready up at Tas, but that's the nature of having no rain for 3 years. But 120 kids turned up, and plenty of people turned up from around the place as well, talking to people from Canberra and also Townsville. They were well worth the effort coming down, and just the ability of the boys there with the Smurdles integrated with New South Wales rugby to be able to get the skills into the kids and just have that really good session for the first 3 days to tee off the season for a lot of the boys and girls is just a great way to start the year in rugby.
Yeah, absolutely, Wixie. The kids are fantastic. You know, they get there and they get fully involved in it, and for a lot of them, it's their first experience to stay away from home. So that's in itself is a challenge for some of them. And for us at New South Wales Rugby, it's not only what they do on field, but it's how they develop and grow and interact off the field. From that perspective, it was a great camp. And for us, from a coaching point of view, we got a real opportunity to do some coaching of our community coaches, which was great. The numbers being a little bit soft due to the fires and the drought, as a result, we've got an opportunity to coach the pants off these kids, and we had some really good outcomes, and the games on Wednesday morning were pretty good, particularly our 14s group. They were coached by young Georgia Gowles. He did a great job with them just in terms of being able to identify space. Great to see those kids grow and develop over the 3 days. So yeah, the Schmoods do a great job, and got some great news. They're backing it up again next year, so 10th of January 2021. It's a great date, so put it in your diary and get in support. It's a great couple of days for the kids.
Through the website of the National Rugby Camps.com, but being up there as well, it's become a bit of a cartel of central northness there as far as the development as well, so hopefully we'll be able to translate into more games that we've got later in the year, and we'll talk a little bit about that on the 21st of March. But looking back, of course, from Kendra Barabins, the development officer for Central Coast, Tom Davidson backing up for another year, covering all that area from the Gold Coast all the way down to Gloucester and Newcastle. So it's good to see that the development officers get their chance to sharpen their teeth at the start of the year and implement some of the policies that the game wants to have within New South Wales and Rugby Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it as a great way for us to kick our year off. And that's unfortunately, because of the numbers, we had a few blokes that couldn't come up. We didn't want to over-resource the event, but they were all trying to get a ticket to it. And so the blokes that came along did a fantastic job. And young Pat Sanford out of North Sydney down there, he had his first camp and he absolutely loved it. So it's a great way for us to get our boots on and get on field and start to clean the dust webs out after Christmas. And as I say, they all look forward to it. The outcomes are the good things, not only for us, but for the young kids. And as you say, they came from all over the joint, and we had one family there that actually lost their house down at Bateman's Bay, and they wanted to come up and just get away from that sort of environment, and the kids really enjoyed it, you know. So
bumped into Nick Lay, who's had some time there, Walker Boy at the Brumby. He's also up in Queensland as well. He's got a new technology thing that's going on the website there, maybe waratahs.rugby or waratahs.com.au, in regards to coaching. Tell us a little bit around this area, how we can get a hold of our level ones, level twos and all that sort of thing. We can get you, of course, and we'll have your details at the end, but it's really important we get ourselves qualified to coach, because people think, oh, we'll just lob in, get our, you know, what is it, smart rugby, and that's enough. But it's never enough, is it? You've got to get out there and really get hands-on and connected. And still the great thing about the Elder sponsorship with New South Wales Country Rugby is you get your level one for free, but you've got to make sure you make a physical commitment to the club and then you get the money back, and that's really important as well.
Yeah, coaching's a big part of our game, and it's most probably the part of our game we don't do as good as we can. It's the collaboration of Ignite Rugby through Nick Lear and his crew and New South Wales Rugby Foundation, Andrew Hill, putting this coaching app together, and it'll be released in early to late February, and they're fantastic resources for all the mums and dads out there that are coaching, and they'll be able to get on and see drill sessions and activities and skills and drills, and be a fantastic tool for them. Yours, and it'll be different layers, so watch this space. We'll be able to really provide a nice and easy app on your phone where you can get in and prepare your kids to train on a Tuesday or Thursday afternoon. Foundation and level twos are going. We've got two foundations here, one in Armidale and one at Baraba. They are now open for enrolment, so you can go straight to the New South Wales Rugby website there, click on community, click on becoming a coach, and away you go. You can find the courses there and you'll be able to register to come along. So I'll have some guys out of Sydney delivering at that level two, and our foundations will be run by us here locally. So get on. It's a great way to make sure that you've got a bit of an idea. Everybody knows how to play the game, so it's not focused on what to do, but it's really focused on how to coach and how to make sure that kids get an understanding of what you're trying to teach them. So it's a really important stepping stone for all coaches to take, other than their smart rugby, but really look to do a foundation, which then triggers an opportunity to complete a level one, which are all great things. And don't forget, you can get and call me or any of your DOs and try and book in some of these Waratah ways, which gives you a little bit of deeper look into the game, and we can come and deliver those directly within your clubs, and they're 3-hour courses, and so speak to your DOs about those opportunities.